In my opinion, people are too occupied with technology such as cell phones, computers, iPods. I think that always being connected takes away from appreciating everyday life. What do you think?
I agree, but I think there are advantages and disadvantages. I think that, for example, the iPhone allows people to connect with people from all over the world very easily. But maybe this is not a good thing.
There's also a question of security. If you have a mobile phone, then you can always ring the emergency services if you're having a problem. Also, with a more complex phone, like a BlackBerry, you can, if you're a businessman, you can check your emails, check the stocks. You can do lots of things now that you couldn't have been able to do in the past without technology.
That is true, but these days most people have a personal computer at home, right? Or a laptop. So is it really necessary to have all this technology on your phone? You see, when you walk around, if you walk around any city, you can see people, everyone is on their cell phones, right? They're either speaking or they're texting or typing, and they're missing all the things that are happening around them. They're not appreciating the ambience of areas they walk through.
That's true, but perhaps in a city, that's quite appropriate. People are more concerned with work and things orientated around technology. In the countryside, I don't think you'd see as many people on their phones or on their laptops. So I think that in the world of work, technology is very useful.
I find it sad that young people would rather talk over the internet or using mobile phones than to meet and to discuss and to go places together.
Yes, chatting on the internet with things like MSN or other messengers or texting have replaced actual conversations face-to-face. I know many people go home at night and just type on the computer to their friends instead of actually speaking with them, and I also find that quite sad.
Mm-hmm. Also, I'm at the moment in Reunion and my family is in England, and it's very helpful to have the internet and to have technology. So now I can speak to them, whereas before I wouldn't have been able to. So it's definitely better to have technology in that respect.
What do you think about iPods, for example, listening to music when you're out and about?
I think that in some situations it's nice to have music in your ears, but many people wake up in the morning, leave their home, and they put their iPod in their ears and they hear it all day. They don't even know what their neighborhood sounds like, if they have a loud neighborhood or a quiet neighborhood, and they miss out on things like that.
So this is true.
I think music is great to listen to, but I appreciate listening to music for the sake of listening to music in my own home and not always out in the streets. Mm-hmm. And what you were saying earlier about speaking with your family, right? We're all here abroad in another country, and we're far from our families, but it's nice to speak to them with the internet or mobile phone or Skype, but I also really like to receive postcards and handwritten letters. Things like that are very nice, and you don't get those as often today as you used to.
However, the internet is more reliable than the post service, especially here in Africa. And so I find that it is easier to use computers.
I think previous generations, such as our parents, must miss receiving letters and communicating other ways and not using phones.
And many of the older generation, they don't even know how to use these things. My grandma, for instance, could never send me an email, so I still get to send her postcards, which is nice. But